You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What's trending?
Number one on What's Trending, of course, the Royals won 5 in a row. We've been talking about them throughout the show. They continue their series against the Rangers this evening, trying to take game 3 of 4. They're just 2.5 games back of a wild card spot.
It's not bad, obviously, as a team that had started off slow and had been quite a bit distant in the, standings for a long time. 2.5 games back. Mariners getting ready to get first pitch right now. That could get them at 2 games back if they got swept in their finale of their series against the Phillies. So we'll see exactly what happens. Next up on What's Trending, Aaron Judge may have his throwing limited for the rest of the season, according to their manager, Aaron Boone. Obviously, he missed a chunk of the season after his injury. The fact that he's already kind of going through that, I always hate. Like, if I were a team and I just handed out a massive contract to a person, that's when I start feeling bad. I'd be like, you're already getting hurt? We just gave you a bunch of money. Do you think you could just be like, we understand you might get hurt when you're 37, but do you think you could be cool for a little bit? I always get a little bit worried about it. He's already missed time this year, and now he might not throw the rest of the year. Good news, every team has a DH, including the Yankees. You got to leave that spot open for Aaron Judge.
Also on What's Trending, Arch Manning now refuting the report that said he will for sure stay at Texas next year. Remember, Archie Manning had said that he will not declare for the draft. We had said at the time, like, let's just see how he plays. I mean, if the guy ends up in New York at the Heisman ceremony, why is he staying in college? Don't tell me NIL. I understand. Not if you're going to be the number one quarterback taken. NIL will not matter. If you're going to be a second round pick, sure. But if he is,
if you're going to be the 20th overall, yeah,
Let's say he wins the Heisman, okay, and they think he's going to be the number one overall pick, you go to the NFL.
This is the most hyped player I can think of going into a college football season in a while. I get it. His name is Manning. That is part of it. But still, for a guy we've seen make like 30 passes in his career, it's crazy.
He said Archie texted him back to apologize. Mm-hmm. He said he didn't know where he got it from.
Easy there, Grandpa. Jeez. You know. Be cool. Next up on What's Trending, former Chiefs corner and current Titans cornerback Legarius Sneed is now passed his physical for the squad and will begin practicing today for the first time this offseason. Just a good reminder, man, they got out of that. They got out of Legarius Sneed, who I like as a person a lot. And was a very good player for some championship teams here. They got out of that contract at the right damn time, man.
Yes, they did. No question. Yeah, I mean, they had the insight, right? They obviously had the insight. All right, last night, What's Trending, one of the top prospects in baseball, especially for the Pirates, Bubba Chandler, called up for them. So there's the rotation as Chandler and Skeens. That's pretty darn good,
I guess, but they still got to score 2 runs a night in order to win.
Yeah.
What's ridiculous is that's all they have to score most nights. 2-3 runs. Let me get it done for Paul Skeens and Bubba Chandler.
That is What's Trending here on Cody Engel. Don't forget our lunch sponsor on Wednesdays, our friends over at Jefferson's. They got a brand new happy hour. It's going to save you some money. 7 days a week, you can enjoy half off appetizers and half off your bar tab at Jefferson's Lenexa in Jefferson's North Kansas City. half off your bar tab at both locations. Not to mention Monday is all day happy hour. They got the same great deals during the reverse happy hour, 7 days a week. Jefferson's up north, Kansas City, and out in Lenexa. Moving some things around a little bit today as we are going to have Bink come in around 1 o'clock, actually 12:30, but he's going to take over in the 1 o'clock hour with Drew as Cody and I are going to rush to the airport at 1 o'clock as we're heading out to Vegas. So Vern was nice enough to work with us here. He's joining us a little bit earlier today, our Royals insider here on 96.5 The Fan. Vern, this is the first time we've had you on, I feel like, where there's like legit
buzz again,
buzz and excitement since probably the first month of the season.
Yeah, and I also think this is the first time you feel as if this offense is capable of, truly helping since last August. Even into October last year, it just never felt like the first 4 or 5 months of 2024, right? When Vinny Pasquantino went down with that injury in Houston late August, nothing's really felt the same. Sure, the pitching was still good. The talent was still there. The guys that many of us fell in love with last summer were still there, but it just never felt quite the same. The tune didn't sound right. And, with the influx of veterans infusing confidence into that clubhouse and working terrific at bats, it's starting to feel maybe not as good as it did last summer. I don't know if this team is as well-rounded as it appeared to be last July and August, but it's not too far off.
When you start looking at what it is, I mean, on the offensive end, I understand it's as simple as what happened last year, as in Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny can cover a lot of ground for you. Was it really just as simple as once you got some major league quality at-bats, 7 through 9, this was going to get a lot easier? Because I do think that that's a sentiment that the players believe. As in, if you ask them, it would be like, well, once you made everything easier for everyone else, the stress is off of both the top and the bottom of the order.
Yeah, and the stress is off the rotation and the defense and the base running. I mean, this offense, and, you mentioned 7, 8, 9, obviously, as you know, Cody, Mike Yastrzemski as well at the top. In 10 games as the Royals' leadoff hitter, he scored 10 runs.
It's crazy.
He has more walks than strikeouts, and his OPS is near 1,100. So, yeah, that's certainly going to play. Is it that simple? I think it is. You're right, Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, Mikel. Obviously, Mikel's been one of the 15 best players in the sport this season, so you throw that into the mix. I have my questions about Salvi and how he's going to handle these final 30 some odd games. You look at his offensive production since the team traded Freddie Freeman and he became an everyday catcher. Once again, he's hitting like .177 OPS, well below league average. So, how much longer can they cover that up? We'll see. If Mikey Stremski posted 1,100 OPS at season off spot, yeah, they can certainly cover up Salvador Perez. But, the Royals are asking him to do what he did a decade ago. If anybody can do it, of course, it's Salvi. If you just take a step back and look at this offense and look at how this season has progressed for them, they come into the year with a lot of expectations, both internally and externally. And really outside of Mikel Garcia, everyone struggled in April. Vinny picked it up in May. Bobby picked it up, certainly. But everyone else, from an MJ Melendez, a Hunter Renfroe, a Michael Massey, a Jonathan India, Salvi was still finding himself, having some tough luck. There was a lot of failure in those hitters' meetings. And everybody that would walk into the clubhouse to help the hitters was a guy like John Rave or Jack Caglione or Nick Lofton or Drew Waters, guys that don't have voices or shouldn't have voices and certainly don't have enough dirt in their spikes to walk into those hitters meetings and say, guys, we're good. You got this. I got this. We got this. We're going to be just fine. Look how much time is left. Infusing confidence like Adam Frazier, Mike Yastrzemski. Don't sleep on Luke Maley and what he's bringing inside the dugouts, inside the clubhouse, on the buses and on the plane. But of course, on the field is what matters most. And Adam Frazier's been exceptional. We talked about Mike Yastrzemski. Randall Grichuk is doing the job. And, you know, defensively, Luke Maley certainly doing the job behind the dish. So, yeah, long answer to your short question, but yeah, I do think it is that simple. The talent was here. We've always known the talent was there. It just needed some help. And, you know, thankfully, John Sherman and J.J. Piccolo identified the need for that help both in the lineup and in the clubhouse.
Do you think that a 25% chance is about right for them to make the playoffs, Vern? That's what they'd be over at Fangraphs right now. They were 5% 3 weeks ago. So certainly moving in the right direction. But, like, what percentage chance would you put it that the Royals are a playoff team this year, now knowing that they're only 2.5 games back?
Yeah, I'm not going to fight that. I'll agree with 25% because you look at the teams ahead of them. Seattle and Cleveland are the two that you still control your fate against, right? You can beat Seattle in that final homestand of the season, earn the season series with the Mariners. If you take 3 of 4 in Cleveland, you earn the season series against the Guardians. So you can handle your business against those two teams. So, you know, really those are the squads you're rooting against. That to me is your avenue into October. Boston, New York, they've already handled you over the course of the regular season. So do they completely control their fate? No, not in my opinion. They still need some external help. They need Cleveland and Seattle to struggle and continue to come back to them. But yeah, I'll ride with 25%, and I'll take that, certainly going back to where they were just a few weeks ago.
We're talking to Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. We were saying, of course, the win means a lot last night. Every win does. But the fact that Seth Lugo settled back in, didn't have another one of these 6 earned run, 7 earned run type of outings, that to me maybe was the biggest positive, knowing they need him down the stretch.
Yeah, and their refusal, both Seth Lugo's refusal and the coaching staff and the training staff, no one would take the available excuse as to why going into last night Seth Lugo's ERA post All-Star break was in the 7s. They wouldn't chalk it up to him being fatigued. They wouldn't say the finger was an issue. So really boiled it all down to Seth just needs to perform better, just needs to execute better. And well, that's exactly what he did last night. And, you know, looking at the guy that came in right behind him, Angel Zerpa, knowing that the team wasn't going to use Lucas Erceg or Carlos Estevez last night, Zerpa records 5 outs. And, man, what a weapon he can be, because as we look ahead to October, we know that the games get shorter. We understand that, yes, this starting rotation is good. It's very good, but it's not Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling, where it's automatic you're going to give Seth Lugo or Michael Wacha or Noah Cameron the third time through the lineup. If the Royals are going to pull this thing off, the bullpen needs to keep doing what it's been doing. And since the calendar flipped to August, the Royals bullpen is one of the 5 best in Major League Baseball, and thankfully they're taking on a Rangers team that has the worst bullpen in baseball here in the month of August. So if that continues, you know, Angel Zerpa has the ability to not only replace Hunter Harvey, but to be the best reliever in this bullpen. I know his season has been up and down, but when he's right, when he's going into the kitchen of right-handers with 98-plus miles per hour and then, you know, dropping a nasty breaking ball low and away, you know, Lucas Erceg's really good, but to get that from the left side, to me, Angel Zerpa could once again this season, just like he was last October, be a difference maker. That was the guy you turned to at every big 5th or 6th inning last October, and I would imagine Matt Quatrero is going to do that again if the Royals find themselves in that position.
Vern, that's part of, I guess, where, like, as they continue to play better, like, I did want to ask the question, people like, okay, so if you were thinking Q stinks all the time, where are you now? Or you wanted, you know, like any of the people that come with it. With Q, like, their bullpen ERA is 7th best in baseball. So I view, and I'm curious if you're the same, you can only see it one of 3 ways. Either they have the league's best bullpen and Q is just not getting enough out of it, if you got to complain about how he's using it. They have one of the better bullpens and he's getting exactly out of it what he's supposed to. Or they're way worse than this and he's overperforming. I don't really see any other avenue to defend it.
I would say I would take the middle one because I also think the rotation obviously deserves a lion's share of the credit for the amount of innings that they've picked up. But your point about Q is on point. You know, there was a point in June, early July, when the cries about Q were focused on his quote-unquote lack of fire, right? They wanted to see him get ejected from a game and showed that he cared. And my response was always, that needs to come from the clubhouse. You know, for as much as Ned Yost is a great manager and a Royals Hall of Famer, the thing that changed, and you guys remember this, what changed in that clubhouse was James Shields came in and said, all right, Ned, we love you, but stay out of here. This is players. You know, I'm running this thing. And then eventually Jeremy Guthrie and Eric Hosmer and Gerard Dyson and the players led that team. That's what, again, we talked about it to start off with Frazier and Mailey and Yastrzemski. That's what was missing inside this clubhouse. And to me, for fans to look to the manager and say, hey, you need to go in there and, you know, get the boys going. There's only so much that a big leaguer wants to hear from the skipper. But when Kyle Isbell has Adam Frazier sitting him down and explaining exactly where he's fallen short offensively, it means a little bit more coming from a player. I think Q did a great job of explaining this earlier today when he was on with Fesco and Dusty. Now, I think the players taking control of the clubhouse is also another reason why you've seen this thing go to another level. Yeah, I'm with you. Q's doing a fine job, but as the calendar flips to September, those bullpen decisions that we talk about, that's to me when they really start to matter. That's when they're really under a microscope as, really, you could even say the calendar reads September now as the Royals have 36 to go and they need just about every one of them.
I know we've asked you a couple weeks in a row about Caglione rehab assignment. You've been pretty consistent. You think it's going to take till September. I guess, is a lot of it at this point just the big league club is playing so well as well, and they're just almost like afraid to mess things up? That's kind of how I take it, because certainly his performance at AAA, we know he can hit there. Nobody, like, I honestly don't care when I see a highlight that he hits a home run in AAA. We know he can do that.
Yeah, especially when you see some of those home runs, and it seems like one of them's in a jet stream, the other one's a can of corn that just clears the fence. Now, Jack Caglione's a stud, no doubt about it. I'm not trying to say that the numbers are totally inflated, but no, I'm not surprised to see him hitting well, or at least hitting bombs down at the AAA level. Now, think about where the avenue is for Cags to make it back to the show. It's not right field. Mike Yastrzemski's the much better defender. He's going to be in there against right-handers. It's Randall Grichuk against lefties. So it's not right field. It's not first base with how well Vinny's hitting the ball really all season. And Salvador Perez, of course. So to me, it's DH or bust. I'm not moving him over to left field. So if I'm going to bring up a rookie to be my everyday DH, boy, you better be oozing confidence if you're going to join a club that's in the thick of a playoff race and grab a DH at bat every once in a while, from an Adam Frazier, from a Nick Lofton, from a John Rave. Not that these guys are, well, Frazier certainly is, but, Rave and Lofton, those are guys that could lose their spot on the team to a Michael Massey, to a Jack Caglione. But again, just because you're performing well at the AAA ranks, does that mean that he is exuding the type of confidence that he would need to not only break into this lineup, but also I need more than just I'm feeling good. With everything that he went through in his first stint in the big leagues, there's no way that he has all the answers, or at least feels as if I haven't figured out. I know what I was falling short of, and I know how I'm going to handle it this time. There's no way that box has already been checked 7 games into his stint down at Omaha. So, maybe at the end of the week, I'm singing a different song, but no, I'm still looking towards September 1st. And when the Royals get those 2 additional roster spots, I'll say one of them goes to Cags.
When you do that though, you don't have a problem with him being essentially a part-time player is the way you're describing it, right? 3-4 days a week rather than, playing every day of the week through September 20th or so, whenever the minor league season ends.
Yeah, and again, to me, that's all predicated on him being uber confident, oozing confidence. So long as that happens, sure, I'm okay with him starting the game on the bench a couple of times a week. But if that confidence, if the box of AAA baseball and the lessons that needed to be learned to properly prepare him to get back to the big leagues, if that's not checked with a thick – black Sharpie. No, I'll keep him down there because you need him to take some confidence into the offseason. Although even as I say that, I wonder, can he take confidence into the offseason unless he gets back to the big league and gets a taste of success? So, it'll be interesting to see how he handles these next 2 weeks. But I do think that is worth discussing because opening day 2026, I don't want Jack Caglione digging into the box going, all right, I think I got this. I need him to know he has it opening day next year.
Josh Vern, you're our Royals insider. Of course, Vern's On Deck show hour before each and every Royals game. We appreciate it, man, and we'll check you next week.
I'm never going to hear the end that Binkley bumped me. But
wow. We bumped you up, you know? That 12-10 slot's prime.
Have a good time, fellas.
There you go. That's Josh Vernier with us here on 96.5.
I thought
the
it would have been gold to have them both on at the same time, guys. Who knows where that could have gone?
Well, let's be honest. If we would have kept Vern at 12:30, Bink's coming in at 12:30, and then you and him are taking over at 1 while we haul it to the airport, we would as well just leave at 12:30 if that was the case. Because we wouldn't be able to get a word in. We would just let Bink and Vern talk.
Yeah, we wanted to talk to Bink before he fills in for us.
Bink's
for the final
been
hour.
Here for I don't know if he's over there still. He's
he got here at noon.
He's been here for at least 20 minutes.
He might have gotten here at 9 a.m.
Did you guys see? Sorry, Drew. Go ahead.
Just going to say we might have had another version of Bink just going after Vern.
It's true. He does like to attack Vern on occasion.
I was going to say, did you see? I guess Adam Schefter. We can talk about this with Bink too a little bit, but Adam Schefter on his latest podcast had some updated information, at least what he's hearing, on the potential Rashee Rice suspension. Adam Schefter claims that the NFL wanted 8 games, not 10.
Okay.
Obviously, Tom Pelissero said 10.
So I'm not saying
I don't know who's right, but I'm just telling you that's the information that's out there. The NFL wanted 8, not 10. He also said, hey, the NFL personal conduct policy would point towards a 6-game suspension.
That's what the league is saying, by the way.
The NFL, sure.
That reeks of a league source.
Sure. The NFL PA, according to Schefter, is so busy this summer, that's what's slowing the process down. That's just what he's saying. And he thinks there's still a settlement for Rice before the season, if he can. He thinks he would settle before the season.
I don't think that there's a number he settles for that isn't four or less.
Schefter says in his podcast, Rice will probably settle closer to 6 games than 3, says the most likely outcome could be 5 games. That's the
five
latest.
5 games is an interesting number. Before the season, again, it's would still number. Be, yeah, it is, but also like, I know in our head we think 2, 4, 6, 8, 5 is allowed. Addison got 3. You are allowed to suspend people on odd numbers. We never think of it that way. We only discuss the evenness of it. But it's like, if it was 8 and he wants 2, but here's the problem. This is, you always have to read Schefter in the, if he's saying the personal conduct policy points to 6, that's the league saying that. Rashee Rice's lawyers are saying precedent says 2. So again, I think if they threw 4 in front of me, take it right away. Honestly, if they throw 5 in front of you, take it. This would be my advice to Rashee Rice. If they offer you 5 to 6 games, you should probably just take it. Move on with your football career. Don't get in any more trouble.
Yeah.
And start producing. And just take the 6. Look, if it was 8 or 10, I'd have told you to fight. But if it's 6, just take it. Just take the 5 or 6 and move on.
So if they settle, theoretically, it would just be the start of the season, correct?
If they settle, it would be the beginning of the season.
So he would miss the Chargers game,
Eagles
game,
the Lions.
Giants game, Ravens game, and the Jags game. He would be back. If it was 5, he'd be back for the Lions game. If
yes.
it was through
if it was
the Lions
6,
game,
he'd be through.
Yes.
The toughest part of their schedule. It still sucks to be suspended at the beginning. But at least it's over.
And you get him the whole ramp up of all the way up to the playoffs. You get the last 10 games to get everything in that you need to and get back to where you were during training camp and all that other stuff.
September and October are just not nearly as important to Kansas City as they are other teams.
It sounds like you would, I think, collectively, would much rather, and I know that Rashee wanted to start the season, whatever the case is, like what Nate was saying, where Rashee actually wanted the midseason sort of deal. It feels like best case scenario is just get him out of the way, get him done, get back. It's the easier part of the schedule. Get back to where the offense is humming. Hopefully everybody's fully healthy and it stays that way up until you play in the playoffs.
I mean, there's a
reset period.
I would rather just be done with it. There's definitely an argument that obviously the first 4 games are still the toughest stretch of the season. I understand they have other primetime games, but in terms of opponents, there's a strong argument that the first 4 or 5 is the toughest stretch of the season. So that would be the only caveat. But if you could tell me that it's a 5-game suspension and it starts after the Ravens game, I understand the Bills are mixed in there. I don't think that's the worst thing in the world, though.
I would almost rather, if it's going to be, I would almost rather him suspended for the four or the five or the six or whatever it is in the middle for sure. Yeah, just because of what you're saying.
And the dream scenario in which I get to choose the exact games he's suspended for, sure.
No, but I'm just saying if it's five games and it starts after the Ravens game and it still misses the Bills game, that's fine.
Yep. Yeah, I'd be fine with that. Again, I would like to choose actually. Can it not be consecutive weeks? Can it be like he just misses the Titans and the Colts and the
the Jags?
Then by the way, if they let Rasheed Rice do that, then you can believe every conspiracy theory you've ever
heard. Don't worry, that'll never happen.
That would be unbelievable.
Don't worry, that'll never happen. That'll never happen. All right, up next, Binky is going to join us. We'll talk more about this updated news, plus the random question of the day right here.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
On Cody and Gold. Back here on Cody and Gold. Get to the random question of the day in a few minutes. You can't do that 5 seconds before we come back. Cody, you do this sometimes where Cody read me an email 5 seconds before I was about to turn on the microphone, and it's something that we're both bummed out about. You can't drop me that 5 seconds before we're about to go into a new segment.
I just said that they're doing a What a Bobby lookalike contest.
Oh, you're going to go full blown and explain it. Okay.
And, like, I didn't want to. And we were like, well, we had a lookalike contest. Now, in fairness,
everybody wants to do lookalike contests now.
I think the kid who finished second should enter.
He should.
That kid was very strong.
No, we did the Whittesons lookalike contest, and now somebody else in town is doing a Bobby Wood Jr. related lookalike contest. Oh, well. Anyway. All right. Jay Binkley is in studio with us. He's going to also take over at 1 o'clock with Drew. As Cody and I head to the airport for Vegas, we'll be doing some shows out at Circa Sports.
Thanks, Bink.
Circa Resort and Casino out in Las Vegas for Ultimate Contest Weekend. Bink, you got your mic set up?
No,
there we go.
I'm ready for Circa.
You're part of the team. You, along with Cody, Dusty, Speck, and Rob, are part of the Circa Millions team. And by the way, everybody from the station was invited before someone texts in and says, you guys are jerks for not. No, everybody was invited.
We didn't exclude anybody.
Everybody was invited. Not everybody has to choose to do it. Makes sense. But Bink, you're part of the team. I'm excited that you're going to help us pick five games a week.
I thought Mr. Chewit and Do It would be on it. I thought that was
He's a little busy. He's a little busy chewing.
No,
and
I'm
doing
excited
it.
About it, man. We're going to be a nice team, man. Going to be a team.
How many?
You and I are rolling in baseball.
How many texts are you going to send us about your picks that we all have to? By the way, we all have to.
We have to agree on
consensus picks. All five. We all have to make at least a majority opinion. There's six of us, though.
I think we all send three. And then we look for crossover.
We all send three or five.
But you guys are all very good at what you're doing. I mean, everybody's doing it. I actually think it's good having a bunch of different people involved
versus just two people.
Yeah.
It can cause some potential issues. We'll see. There'll be some disagreements. There'll be some arguments. And then the next week, we'll blame you if you mess up. And they'll blame me if I mess up. And it's fun.
Yeah. I want to finish either first or last. Screw anywhere else in between.
Finishing last
first
is what
or last.
Finishing last with 100 grand.
Last, second they call it the booby prize, okay. Bink.
It's like
that'd be
50
sick.
Grand for second to worst.
What do you think of that prize?
It's a nice prize to finish last.
Yeah.
It's probably a tank for the money.
Thinking of that, how's the love life?
Why would you ask him that right away?
Well, Bink's ready.
He's going right to it, Gold. What's going on?
We haven't had you in studio in a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well...
Are you going to get into? Oh, you and Drew are going to talk.
Blue chew.
Sorry, you and Drew are going to talk about this.
I am in. I'm right there with you, Gold, because every time that Bink's in here, Bink goes right after me every time. So I'm right there with you.
I don't go after you, Drew. I'm very nice to you.
Are you guys going to make it in the 1 o'clock hour? Like,
yes,
I'm going to
be okay.
You guys are going to be all right.
We're going to talk football.
I gave you a lot of material in the last commercial break. I don't know how they're going to get through an hour.
It's football and not love.
Okay.
Even though they're kind of hand-in-hand.
Text line already was worried, like, oh my gosh, it's going to be... They said, you're going to just grill Drew the entire hour.
No, but I did watch the Bengals the other night again.
Before, yeah, and their defense.
The defense,
it's preseason.
But Tinsley, the wide receiver's from Lee Summit. They got two touchdowns. Lee Summit High School.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say that it's out there. We'll do the random question here in just a minute. But Binkley, we were talking about Adam Schefter on his podcast, saying that the league actually wanted eight, and that the personal conduct policy, obviously coming from the league, said six to Adam Schefter, even though that's not the way he put it. I had heard that Rashee Rice was initially asking for two based on a previous case a couple of years ago, including a Jets corner, Eccles, who only received a single game for a felony conviction of speeding to cause an accident and partial paralysis to a passenger in that vehicle. What number do you, like, first off, do you really think they ever wanted eight? Do they really want 8 to 10? Or is that just the number they're starting at because they want six this whole time?
Well, hopefully people quiet down about it nationally and think, oh, Chiefs get all the breaks, because that's just simply not true. I was thinking three, to be honest with you. I'm kind of in the boat of four now. Schefter, what, said about five?
Mm-hmm.
Said they could maybe bring it down to six, but he seats five as kind of the result to Rashee Rice. So clearly that's why it's going to a hearing. That's why it's going to September 30th, because they can't get on the same page. And this is the NFLPA holdup, not the NFL, because the NFL wants to slap their discipline, whether it's eight games or not. I think that's too much. I think it's too much for the NFL. And as I told Bob and Dusty this morning, I mean, this is going to sound really bad, but the NFL owes the Chiefs. They just do. And if there's a benefit of the doubt with one or two games here and there, yes, they do owe them. Why do they owe them? Well, first team ever.
They don't need to owe anybody for suspensions.
Well,
that's
they do. They do. I get it, but the Chiefs bankroll millions.
I understand, but I don't want
partners and streamers. They want the Chiefs, and the Chiefs oblige and play silly games all the time because of the NFL.
Yeah, it sounds good while the Chiefs are at the top, but 15 years from now, I don't want anybody getting a lighter suspension because their team is bringing in more money at that given time.
Saying it's a wink-wink
thing.
That's
terrible.
It's just a wink-wink thing. But anyway, this judge seeing it, Sue Robinson, is seeing this case. Her only case is... Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm. She's pretty light-handed there.
Yeah, she is. She's very lenient. She only gave Deshaun six games for what he did.
Yeah, there was no criminal charges.
And then the NFL, which can appeal it just like teams can, the NFL said, no. So we're back in the way we're going to make the discipline. So then Roger steps in, and he gets 11 games. And is Sue changed her mind now? Is she going to be more heavy-handed and not light-handed like she was before? You know, that's the question that we'll be seeking. But I was thinking three games now. 4 to 5 range, and obviously if Schefter thinks five, he's probably going to be right.
I also bumped it up from 4 to 6, you know, to definitely like closer to the six end of the spectrum. I would lean there. I was just going to say, like, the judge thing, Cody and I were talking about this yesterday. I don't know if we should just look at the Watson thing and assume that she's going to be lenient again. I think she's a judge, right? So she's looking at precedent. She's looking at evidence. She's looking at all. Like, it wasn't in her mind. She wasn't lenient on Watson. In her mind, that was the correct rule. Like, I guess what I'm saying is we shouldn't just assume that she's going to be quote unquote lenient. It depends on, does she weigh the fact that there's criminal charges now? Maybe she, it's a stiffer punishment.
What do you
think a
judge will look at? Here's the thing though. It's precedent not like, matters. It's not like he just didn't accept what he did. He did. He's guilty,
sure,
for what he did.
Still
and
NFL
not that he spoke out against street racing. So you look at the person, you say, all right, are they doing the right thing? Well, he's doing the right thing. Like, he's doing that, and he's, you know, helped out financially, making settlements. He's speaking out again. Anyway, what I'm saying is, in the legal system's eyes, he's doing the right things moving forward. That has to be taken into account.
Yes, yeah. But also, yeah, like, I think ahead. The thing that helps him the most is precedent. We had pointed out, we were trying to find a case that's similar, Bink. 2 years ago in 2023, a Jets corner who was speeding and caused an accident and caused bodily harm to another person and received a felony got one game. So the question is, if that person got one, but you were speeding faster and got all this other stuff, like from the legal case, Gold, I don't disagree with you in the sense that she's not going to just be lenient on everyone just to be lenient. It is case precedent. Case precedence is tough in this one because there is not a one-for-one scenario.
Well, you have to look, does the person show remorse?
I'm sure that matters for her a little.
But I mean, that is a big factor.
I think I don't think
Deshaun showed zero, and she was, I'd say, pretty light.
Does the person show remorse?
I don't think in the NFL's case that actually is nearly as big of a factor as you're making it out
to be.
Well,
legally, it's important. Legally, it's important.
We're talking about a personal conduct policy issue now. Not, the criminal stuff is done. The personal conduct policy, yes, he's not out there, making bad decisions post criminal case and everything. But
he's doing everything right.
I don't know if the NFL is going to give him one fewer game because he spoke out against street racing. You know what I mean?
That certainly doesn't hurt. That certainly doesn't hurt. But here's the thing, though: are you okay with it being then, or do you want it right at the beginning of the season? So, because so many people like just do it at the beginning of the season. I'm not a fan of that. I kind of like it when it is, because you see the Bengals, Drew. I'm talking to you. The Bengals start off extremely slow, and the Chiefs have to go play the Chargers in Brazil. Hollywood Brown, I get it. He's out working out and doing these things, but it's still a big if with Hollywood Brown being healthy. And if you kind of delay it and he starts it, you know, in October, as far as the suspension is concerned, that helps the Chiefs because you have Jalen Royals, you know, getting more acclimated in the system. It took Xavier Worthy a while. It takes rookies a while. So would that help Jalen Royals be more acclimated to the Chiefs offensive system by October? If that's when Rice is a step away, I think it does.
Yeah, so no doubt Royals has a better chance of being an impact guy in October than he does in September or December instead of October. I'm with you there. We were just having a discussion about the timeline. It depends on the length of suspension. If I know it's five games, then go ahead and start that suspension after the Ravens game and miss the Bills game. That's fine. And be there for the Chargers and the Eagles and the Lions and the Giants and all that. Like, I'm with you in that regard. There is still a huge part of me, if it's less than five games also, though, says just get it over with. Let's be done. That way by October 10th, we're just done. We're just talking football.
If I were Andy Reid of the Chiefs, I would want it to just be the first five games, six games, four games, whatever, and just wash our hands of it. Between the entire injury last year, it looming over, like, I would just want it over with.
But see, I'm not that way because the Hollywood Brown's not 100% ready to go right now. And even Andy Reid said at the end of Mandy Camp, it's great to have this cast of receivers back, because last year he was throwing in formations midway through the season. Now he didn't have to because these guys understand the system. I am, however, more of a fan of taking two darts at wide receivers in the draft than just one. I think that helps out if you had an extra guy. Also, I was on board with getting Keenan Allen. It's clearly a Charger now because that's an emergency, in case of emergency
guy. You think they needed Keenan Allen?
Well, yeah, he's a slot guy. I mean, I just think he could have done a lot of dirty work that Rashee Rice does. But again, you only need him for those games he's out. I mean, that's when you need him. He'd be on the team or whatever. But in case of emergency, break glass. Well, when he's suspended, that's in case of emergency. And then the Chargers wouldn't have had him too, so...
Chargers have no one at wide receiver. Keenan Allen might be their best wide receiver.
No, I know that, but
after
it would have kept them away from a rival.
It wouldn't
have broke the bank bringing him in. It's a guy that knows the NFL, knows the system, been an all-pro, been a pro bowler, and he's very good in the slot. That would have been the guy to go forward with, because you don't have to teach him a ton of things. He's an NFL vet.
Yeah, who would he have replaced?
Well, he would have been for Rice, obviously.
No, but I mean, like, you got to have a roster, you know. The suspended, who would he have replaced?
What are you going to keep? Are you going to keep seven? Because I'm on board to keep him seven.
So who would you have kicked off?
Because I think Tyquan makes it and Nico makes it. I think Brownlee goes to the practice squad. So in that case, it would be Tyquan on the practice squad, I guess, if Keenan was here. But I do like Tyquan Thornton a lot.
See, it's, yeah, that's what I was wondering. I know. That was your guy.
I like him.
That was your guy.
No, but you know, obviously with the suspension, you get to have seven besides Rice.
We delayed our Camp Darling just until Monday. We thought that Seattle game mattered so little nobody watched it that we will not crown our Camp Darling until Monday.
Is Robert Tonyan still going?
He's not Camp Darling eligible.
Really? This isn't the Golden Bachelor Camp Darling.
He should be.
He's ineligible. He's played 31. For five teams.
You can't be in your 30s.
Okay, but
if Robert Tonyan would have come over from playing rugby for 10 years, then he'd be a Camp Darling, okay? Even at 31. But he's been in the league. He's been in the league for 6 years.
He barely played last year. He's been released a couple times.
I like what I've seen. 31. For a tight end three, he might be the best tight end three in football.
A tight end three should be a Camp Darling. I mean, yeah. Tyquan, hey, here's the thing with Tyquan. Don't forget, this guy was a 50th pick overall in the second round 2 years ago. He's also 4.28 speed, so it's not like, who's this guy, undrafted guy, Tyquan Thornton? No, the dude can run. The dude can play.
Yeah, he will have a role at some point, but a minimal role still. As exciting as we are, excited we are to see him at camp. This goes back to the reason why we started Camp Darling. I think Tyquan Thornton might end up being Camp Darling, but he's not going to have 600 yards and 7 touchdowns for
him
this year.
Huge special teams.
He's going to have 280, maybe 300.
He's going to be a gunner
touchdowns.
On special teams. He learned from Matthew Slater.
Would you sign up for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns?
100%.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. As long as we keep
he's
going to
be special teams with Tobe Gunner because he was in New England. Matthew Slater was there, obviously a 10-time Pro Bowler, the gunner. Yeah. And then he went to coach, Slater did, in New England. He learned from him. So, yes.
Okay.
Slater's pretty good at the job. Let's do it, Drew.
Random question.
We should get one in before we head out of town, and then we can do one tomorrow. Of course, the random question today is brought to you by Kansas City
Circuit.
Urology Care at KCUC.
Right,
remember,
I'll send a selfie for you.
In KC, visit kcurology.com today. Now, I'm going to ask this question specific to our trip. So, for you, Bank Gold, over there. For you, Drew, obviously, the video streams as well. Alex has told me a couple times he's an overpacker. I also pack
definitely.
A lot. So what I, but overpack, I don't feel like that generalization is doing enough for me. So 3-day trip to Las Vegas. What's in the bag? Because I got to know what's in Alex's bag. I packed what I thought was overpacking myself. And the duffel bag's loose and not even full.
Oh, I got a full suitcase.
Swim trunks.
So what I
got
to figure out is how did Gold get to a full suitcase? So
I like
you take
a
3-day trip. What's in the bag?
Yeah, so I like to have options when I'm in Vegas because Vegas is one of those trips where you are wearing multiple things in one day. You just are. It's Vegas. It's 110 degrees outside, but maybe you're going to a nicer restaurant inside. So I need a pair of jeans, even though it's 110 degrees.
I got
a pair of jeans.
You don't need jeans. It's something you don't need.
One of the places we go there, you have to have pants.
Yeah, we're going to a nice restaurant tonight. Absolutely do. I'm not wearing a suit, Bink. I didn't pack a suit. But
you don't have to wear pants in Vegas. I don't care what restaurant you're going to. You don't have to wear pants.
All right. Jeans do not add up. Give me the rest.
I got jeans. I got 3 pairs of shorts. I have swimming trunks. I have 4 polos.
Too many.
And then socks and underwear and 2 pairs of shoes.
4 polos.
And
come on, man.
I think that's about it. And then
how many t-shirts? Just polos?
2 t-shirts.
So 2 t-shirts, 4 polos, pair of jeans. How many pairs of shorts?
3.
No additional, just 4. How's your suitcase full? You got a small suitcase?
I didn't say it was full. I just said I'm using a normal suit. I'm checking a bag.
But you said it was full.
Oh, whatever. It is full as far as I'm concerned. Could I fit more in there? Yeah, I could fit 4 hoodies in there still if I wanted to. But
you're
going to be
at
the pool 50% of the time, 40% of the time, probably in the casino where you can't wear shorts.
The shirt you wear to the pool is probably going to be soaking wet by the time you're done because you throw it on
it's
when
Vegas,
you dry
man.
Off. And then
it's
you're
Vegas,
not going to wear
baby.
That out
it's
to
Vegas,
dinner.
Vegas, baby. Just
then,
do it.
He's saying you can just...
Yeah, no.
Look, I packed extra stuff too, but a full suitcase. Yeah. I couldn't wrap my head around last night.
4 polos.
Mine has... I think 4 total shirts were there for 3 days. So
smart.
I 1 additional shirt.
Smart.
It has, I think it was 3 pairs of pants or shorts for the time.
Okay, we're not that far off here.
What I couldn't parse is do you need the full suitcase or could you just get it and carry on?
Oh, I'd rather not have to get
and
everything all wrinkled
swim
up and everything.
Too, hopefully. So.
Oh, you like the space. This is a space.
I
like
space. Yes.
This makes more sense. Because I was what are you packing? 8 different outfits?
Someone says no liquid IVs, Gold. No, that's a good idea. I did not pack any of those. I probably need to.
But you're going to be at the pool probably 50% of the time.
No,
probably.
No. We won't. No.
Really?
We're still working.
Well, you work at the pool.
No. This is a different trip.
Oh, it's different. Okay.
This radio, special. Actually, thank goodness, because 110 degrees outside.
Oh, God.
No, Radio Row is inside.
Oh, you're inside. Okay.
There's a contest weekend happy hour open bar thing at the pool Friday after the show. We will definitely be there from noon to 4 on Friday at the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
right after that. That'd be perfect.
But no, like I pack
for the weekend.
I'm not going to use all four polos, but I want to have the option that if I want to, I can have it. I don't have to make the decision last night. Okay, I brought extras.
Full swim trunks or banana hammock.
I thought you were going to say seven, man.
No,
I couldn't figure out the full suitcase part. How many pairs of shoes?
Including the one I'm wearing, I guess three. Two in the luggage, one pair.
Two in the luggage, one in the luggage.
Full trunks or banana hammock.
I have swimming trunks.
What would you pack, Bink?
Oh,
you're gone for 3 days. What would you pack?
Thong.
No, how many pairs? How many shirts? How many shorts?
I'd probably bring two shirts, two shorts, swim trunks, and there'd be no pants.
Yeah, one pair of shoes.
But here's the thing with Bink. You guys know this. The only time I've ever seen you wear like slacks, unfortunately, like, I think it would have to be at a funeral, Bink. Like I don't think you wear pants.
That Miami Dolphins week when it was like -25 wind chill and all that.
It'll be 5 degrees outside in December, and Bink will come into the studio in shorts
with the sweatshirt.
You wore pants to Rob's wedding.
I did wear pants to Rob's wedding.
Bink will three, four times a year. There's a couple of occasions when it's like that Chiefs Miami Dolphins game. I think you were like that day. I think you were in pants.
If I'm in pants, you don't stay up cold outside. If I'm wearing pants,
and not just cold, like criminally cold, like borderline unsafe. Yeah.
If I'm in pants, look out.
That's all. I'm just trying to figure it out. What would you pack, Drew? You didn't even tell us. What would your 3 day Vegas clothes packing
Burrow shirt.
So I'm more like Jamar
Chase jerseys.
I'm more like gold. I overpack a little bit. So I think I would have probably three pairs of I probably pack four pairs of shorts, four or five different shirts.
Goodness.
But this can fit in a carry-on.
Two or three different. Yeah. Oh. It's all fitting in a carry-on. Yes. Oh, and then I would say two or three pairs of shoes.
We have a
sandals,
nonstop flight. No, just check the bag. It's all good.
You just like it. It's an ease thing for
you. I'm not filling up a full suitcase, but I'm able to fill a carry-on with those things.
What about souvenirs? Oh, yeah, your mom wouldn't let you buy souvenirs.
Wait, what?
You heard that story? Yeah, Drew.
Where'd that come from?
Drew went on a trip recently.
That comment felt completely unconnected to this conversation.
You guys were gone, but Drew was telling us in North Carolina on vacation a couple weeks ago, he went to buy a souvenir, and his mom told him, you sure you want to spend your time?
I know. I remember the story. Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
So, Drew, you would say compared to Cody's suitcase, or Cody, compared to Drew's suitcase.
Let me see yours. A little thicker than mine.
Oh, okay. Same with the suitcase.
And you got the blue chew in there. Shirt, shorts, the blue
shoe. Drew does have blue shoe wherever he goes. He's got it in his back pocket just in case.
Well, this just is like to share with others? Like,
no, he doesn't share.
And in fairness, I think, Cody, you said that there's space in your suitcase. Gold.
Yeah, there's space in my suitcase. Absolutely.
Okay, so you're sure that...
At first when he said full, that's when I thought he might say like 10 shirts,
it sounds like,
eight pairs of pants, and six pairs of shoes.
It's full, like, it's a full suitcase. It's full, but not like I can't put anything else in there.
It's carry-on, too, right? It's carry-on.
No, I'm checking the bag.
That's what you say. He's checking.
Yeah. If it was wintertime, it'd be fuller because the jeans and the hoodies and sweatshirts obviously take up more space because it's polos are thin. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't take up much space in a suitcase.
I was just saying, I was wondering, like, if you went to Vegas and you wanted to get something that you wouldn't have trouble.
I don't think it will fit.
I just wanted to make sure, you know?
Drew,
it can be very problematic.
Oh, yeah, it can be.
Yep.
That's it. That's my random question.
I'd hate to have you have to buy another bag to fly back to, you know.
When's the last time you were in Vegas, Pink?
Four years ago, 5 years ago, something like that. Okay. I was there right when I turned 21, too. So I've been there many times in the last 20 years.
Right, 30
years, whatever.
21. Did you go for your 21st?
No, I didn't go.
It's a good city. Good city.
I was
see
astounded
Hoover Dam,
at
you know?
Some of the things.
No,
Bink, that
Circa's
we
great.
Saw.
We're staying at Circa. The place is amazing. And honestly, I'll say it again. We've mentioned... the water pressure in that shower is the best freaking thing ever.
Gold's looking forward to more than two things. That and brisket fried rice.
Brisket fried rice. There's the gambling. There's the contests at the pool. The water pressure. Look at the reviews on their site. Everybody says the same thing. I'm just telling you.
The shower. He's not the only person to notice it.
The shower water pressure is as good as it gets.
People are leaving reviews.
Oh, yeah. The shower's amazing.
What about the ballets? You know what I'm talking about.
Huh?
The ballets.
The ballets?
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
Strip club.
The valets? Oh,
yeah, I didn't know he said ballets.
Ballets.
And then his sister was a ballerina, and then I
very
was confused.
Very confused.
Like,
strip clubs. Gold strip clubs. Gold
not
strip
going.
Clubs.
Okay. Not going. No. If Cody wants to go, I'll go, but I'm not going.
I'm good.
You sure?
Thanks.
Yeah. Bink.
Text line. I tried to be good about
text
that.
Text lines asked about the Grand Canyon. We'll get into that tomorrow,
save,
I'm
save
sure.
Travels,
we
got to
save some material for the shows in Vegas, okay?
Safe travels.
Thank you, for guys, for filling in. Hey,
please pray for me for the next hour while you guys are
have
driving.
Fun. Because have I'm fun. Bank and Drew from
I'm
1
gonna,
to 2.
Need it.
Next.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.